I'm joined in the studio by a very special guest, Northern Ireland's World Superbike champ, Jonathan Rae. He made history at the weekend by becoming the first rider to win the title 3 years in a row. The 30-year-old got a hero's welcome at George Best City Airport last night. He's giving his first interview to us this morning. Jonathan, good morning to you. It's a strange moment to be speaking to you, given what we've just been reporting.
Yeah, it's certainly to walk into BBC and hear this news. It's quite frightening, really.
It is frightening. But we want to talk to you and celebrate your amazing achievement. What's it like being the world champ for 3 years in a row?
It's incredible. Honestly, I never, as a child, I dreamed of being a world champion, and I grew up Scoby motocrossing with my parents and held on to that dream. So I never really understood if I was going to achieve it or not. But luckily, in the past 3 years, I've had amazing equipment during the World Championship with Kawasaki and able to do it. But it hasn't sunk in. I just feel like in this kind of bubble right now where it's just normal. And to win before the end of the season as well, where I have to remain focused to finish the last two races in Spain and Qatar, it's certainly a strange feeling.
I believe there's someone on the line that wants to congratulate you. Good morning.
How you doing, Stephen?
Good morning, Carl Frampton.
How you doing, Johnny? Just a quick one to say congratulations. I'm about to board a flight here, but an amazing achievement. And I can understand how difficult it is to become a world champion, but to retain it for 3 years in the trot, an amazing achievement, mate, and fair play to you.
Oh, thanks very much, bud. That means a lot.
No problem.
What does it mean, Carl, when you look at a guy like this and he's achieving it not once, but he's hitting through, he's punching through every time?
Well, I think it's different for each person, but he spoke about, you know, he dreamed of becoming a world champion when he was a child, and that was a similar dream that I had. And when you finally get there for the first time, it's the best feeling in the world. But just to do it 3 years in the trot, and who knows, probably many more to come. It's an amazing thing. And what I can appreciate, look, to be honest, I don't know a lot about the bikes, but what I can appreciate is how hard and difficult it is to be a world champion. And I appreciate what Johnny's doing for Northern Ireland and putting us on the world stage for brilliant reasons.
And what about you, Carl? Where are you at in your career? What's next for you?
Well, I'm just ticking over here. I'm fighting in November the 18th. I'm just getting ready for that. Hopefully, get an opponent announced pretty soon. But back home in Belfast, and I'd love to have Johnny there as a guest if he's around.
That would be great. But I do see that you are getting some bike practice, a bit of riding at the Ulster Grand Prix behind Lee Johnson.
I was on the back of Lee.
Is that good? And
it was the scariest thing I've ever done in my life, but you know what? I would do it again. I loved it. Mental. These boys are different breed, but I enjoyed it.
Maybe we should get a track day together.
Why not?
Maybe you should swap. What about you getting into the ring if he gets on the bike again?
I'd be no good. I'm not a fighter. I'd close my eyes.
I noticed the way, John, I don't know if you noticed, I noticed the way you were invited to the fight, but I wasn't. that shows my pecking order in Northern Ireland, and Frampton's here, doesn't it?
You can go, Stephen, don't worry about that. I don't know, many fights I've had in Belfast, and you've never been to one.
Well, the next one will be the one.
All right, good man.
All right, thanks a lot for coming on, Carl. Cheers. Thank you.
All the best,
safe
boys.
Travels.
You're risking your life in this dangerous sport. Talk me through what's in your head when you get on a bike like that, and you know the risks associated with it.
Difficult because I blank it out. I've been in countless operating theatres and hospital waiting rooms, and that is the tough part of the sport. But I don't think you can go out there and give it your all if that's something you focus on.
You must have thought about it, though.
Not so much, to be honest. I've come back from career-ending injuries. I once had a doctor in Belfast that told me that my leg wouldn't be strong enough to ever ride a bike again or sustain a crash. And it was strange. It's what I've been brought up with. You know, you as a kid, you get brought up around whatever it is. For me, it was motorbikes. And I would crash a 50cc motocross bike and I would have to get back on it. You know, my dad at the racetrack was one of the fathers that was trying to slow me down whilst the rest were trying to encourage their kids. And that was just me, just always wanting to keep pushing myself more and more. And I get a huge kick out of pushing myself to the limit, not just on the bike, but away from the track as well, and training and preparation. And
you wouldn't do what you do unless you get a thrill out of the speed. What does it feel like when you're going at 180 miles per hour?
It probably feel like how you feel driving down the M2. Honestly, I think in Monza in Italy, we raced there a few years ago, the highest top speed was 208 miles per hour. And it just feels like cruising. You have your earplugs in and your RI helmet on. Everything just feels really cozy at that speed.
Cozy?
And then you...
Cozy?
Of course, you have to pull up the brakes and stop for a corner and all the G-forces. And that's where physical strength comes into it then. But yeah, it's, for me, it feels normal. It's all I've ever known since I've been so young. So, but yeah, as Carl just mentioned there, he had a pillion ride on the back of a bike around the Ulster Grand Prix. And I can imagine for someone that's not used to it, how thrilling it could actually be.
Listen, some of our listeners are wanting to talk to you this morning, Jonathan. George in the Shankill. Morning, George.
Morning, Stephen. Morning, Jonathan. How you doing, sir?
Very good.
Just listen, well done. What an achievement. You know, I mean, people don't realise, you know, you've done it with a couple of rounds of spur and points ahead. And some of the raiders out there, it's not as if you're getting it easy. Some of the raiders out there have been watching it. Fantastic raiders, Melodrini, and like even Tom Sykes, who's challenging you. You know, he's no spring chicken, so he's not, and he's a fantastic raider. Yet of all, you've left him all in your wake.
Thank you.
It's a great achievement, and to hit three in a row in them superbikes at the speed. Even the conditions, you know, at the weekend are high bar with the conditions, and you're still able to get ahead.
Yeah, that was very, very challenging, sat in the grid about a tyre choice and knowing that I could win the championship and it raining so hard on the grid. I didn't really understand if I should be tentative and just think about the point situation. But I took the race by the scruff of the neck and went out and won by a huge margin. That probably felt the best, because the previous two championships I've had, I never won the race to stand on top of the podium and get that amazing feeling. So that was the icing on the cake.
This is another example, George, of what sport can do in Northern Ireland, isn't it? Here we have another world champion sitting in front of us where we can talk positively about Northern Ireland. There's no talk of division. There's no talk of religion. We're just all, as a community, getting behind another sports star.
Stephen, see per capita per head, I would say we're one of the top sports nations in the world. If you take the size of this place, you know, you have Jonathan there, you have Carl, who was on before him, coming behind Carl, you have other boxers. So you have your Michael Conlon, who's up and coming, you know, and probably will be a world champion coming in the wake of Carl, Carl Frampton. And, I mean, per head of population, we're way out there in the world. And I just want to say again, well done to Jonathan, and good luck in France this weekend, you know.
George, thank you. Norman and Lauren. Morning, Norman.
Morning.
Say good morning to Jonathan.
Jonathan, how are you?
Very good, thanks.
You're a Coldwater man, be honest.
Coldwater man. I think the Ballymena thing comes from...
you were born there.
Birthplace, yeah. So the commentators run with the Ballymena man.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, we used to go up on the bus with David, myself.
Ah, yes, that's it. Yep, we stopped at Millbrook for him.
That's right, you stopped at Millbrook for him.
What would you like to say this morning, Norman?
I would just like to say it's a disgrace that you haven't had a reception in Larne.
Oh, you're having a reception tonight in Ballyclare, aren't you?
Ballyclare, yeah.
Yes, I'm going to it, all being well.
Great.
But I was just thinking there over the weekend, it's 24 years since your granddad died.
And your grandfather sponsored Joey Dunlop, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah, just a few days ago.
I'm looking forward to going to Ballyclare tonight, and congratulations again.
All right, Norman, thank you. Just before we run out of time, Jonathan, there's a rumour you've been approached by Suzuki. Is it true? Big lucrative contract waved in front of you?
No. Nothing official between Suzuki and I at all. A lot of smoke, no fire. But honestly, with Kawasaki, I have the best manufacturer right now to push me where I want to go. They've got all their focus behind World Superbike, and I feel at home there. We have 13 races a year, and I really enjoy this series. It's where I can win races, and I think in MotoGP, I deserve a factory bike to be able to show my full potential, and there hasn't been that opportunity. So I'm grateful to be in the position I am to go out and win races week in, week out and challenge for a world championship.
Are you going to build a big house in Northern Ireland?
Well, that's the next step, looking towards that. My wife prefers this side of Belfast. I prefer closer to international airport side.
Who's going
to
win that one?
I don't know. She's always the boss, so it'll probably be her fight.
But you're going to come and live here?
In the future, yeah. Well, our life, I live out of a suitcase, to be honest, and it's crazy. It's a whirlwind with two kids as well in tow, and I'm so proud to be able to do it with them because they mean a lot. And we go to Australia. My wife's Australian, so we'll go there in December and spend summer there, and then it's straight back into our race season with testing in January in Spain, and then we kick off first round back in Australia end of February.
Well, listen, mate, first of all, thank you so much for coming in. Secondly, you're yet another example of someone who we can be very, very proud of. So congratulations on your success and continued success.
Thanks, and thanks for all the support out there.
Thanks very much indeed. That's it for today. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.